Hello, Naomi Jansen.
Hello, Stephen Fernley.
The effervescent Stephen Fernley.
And that is the dulcet tones of our special guest, Laura Robinson.
Hello, guys. Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, I think you're going to need to have dual citizenship. You need an Australian passport.
Yeah, I would think so, too. That's starting to feel like home here.
That was my evil plan. Laura and I have been friends for a very long time, and this is her second trip to Australia, and she's been here a really nice chunk of time.
Yeah, it's really great.
And, you know, I just say, hey, we're citizens of the world. You need to be coming back here on a regular basis.
I feel like I will be. Absolutely. I love it here.
Excellent.
And
we've had the last two pre-sessions. Mm. We've had such interesting conversations, and each one sparks a new topic. Mm-hmm. And in our last one, we touched on just very briefly this term soul repertory company. Mm-hmm.
And we have discussed this before at One Mind Live, but since we've been talking about spirits and spirit guides, then it opens up the idea, and this idea never came to me. It was Naomi Jansen and you guys cooked this one up, which is that we also are each other's spirit guides.
Yeah, 100%. So we tend to think of ourselves as... you know, we're the humans walking around, and then we have there's this other sort of level of consciousness, which we think of as our spirit guides. And then, you know, maybe there are just layers of spirit guides, and then there are departed loved ones, and then there's angels, and there's all these kind of hierarchies and so on. And I've always been very allergic to hierarchies. Mm-hmm. So what I mentioned last week how I had this dream when I was 15 about this group of people that I was having this conversation with. One of the things that I came out of that dream, one of the awarenesses, was that I was part of that group. It wasn't like they were all gathered around me, helping me. We were discussing my life, but it was just my turn. Mm-hmm. My sense was that I was also an advisor to them, that we were a group that took turns helping each other.
You're all part of the board.
Yeah. And council. It made me kind of rethink. So the spirit guide thing, I think, you know, what we think of as our spirit guides are our sort of conscious sort of entities, personalities that are in our soul repertory company, who are just happen to not be incarnate in 3D at the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that we kind of rotate around. So like Steve, you're definitely in my soul repertory company. Laura, definitely in my soul repertory company. You know, the group of people that I think of as being, oh, definitely these are soulmates. These are people in my soul repertory company. Mm-hmm. That there's a whole other branch of this company that's just not visible because they're not expressed in 3D at the moment, but they're just as fun to party with.
Oh, that's amazing. And I remember, not specifically, but I remember the term coming out of being part of a repertory company as an actor and saying, you know, and we were talking about past lives and future lives, and that in an acting repertory company, you get a script and it's like, okay, Steve, you're going to be the dad, I'll be the mom. And, you know, the next play that you're doing, sometimes you're working on two or three things. We all switch parts. Yeah. So then all the reading we've done and about past lives or whatever, that you could, when you meet someone, you have that instant spark. Chances are you've been together before, but maybe you were, you know, sister and brother, or maybe you were whatever.
Or maybe all one take of you murdered part. The other one.
Right. Mm. Who knows? I mean, you did a past life regression where we were sisters in Salem, witch trials.
You were my mother.
Oh, I was your mother.
You were my mother. It was it was actually in France. And it was during the Inquisition, and we were being accused of being witches. I was 16. Yeah. You were my mother.
Mm-hmm. And we had that witch night the other night, too. Exactly. We called it like a
girly witchy night. Yes. We looked at some tarot cards.
Not really witchy,
drank
but
some
just
really
like...
good wine and had some really good
had
conversation.
Some fun. Yeah.
And it is that feeling of also, I think that we make agreements that we're going to pack a certain number of plays into our season.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
What a great way of saying
it. Yeah, we probably get the, you get the, you know, the season's plays and figure out like when you're going to do them and how you're going to do them and how long you have to do them.
When I first met you, and we were over here, we was just doing some singing, and afterwards I said to Naomi Janis, I said, "Oh God, Laura, you know that was so easy, just like an instant." And then Janssen said, "Oh, you know, Soul Repertory Company." I've gone, "Yeah, what?
What is that?
What is that?" And she went, "Blah blah blah." I went, "Of course, that's what it is.
That is what it is." Everyone can feel that when you first meet someone and you think you've known them before, or you just have such an instant shorthand of communication, and there's just like a recognition of their eyes or whatever. We always say, "That's your Soul Repertory Company."
And we recognize the energetic signature. That's what we recognize. And I think also that sometimes people come into our lives that you go instantly, "Oh, there's another one from my Soul Repertory Company." Mm-hmm. And it reminds you that it's time to move to this script.
Yeah.
You know, like when I moved to Australia, it was like that script. Now it's this script. Now we're on this script and we've got a bunch of new players are coming in. Mm-hmm. And, but what I found, speaking of the new players, is that every single person in my life who I think of as being in the Soul Repertory Company, like I know that I've had other lives with them, and that whatever our configuration is in 3D now is just the latest roles that we're playing. Mm-hmm. Whenever I introduce people to each other, that have, like you two.
Yeah, yes. Isn't that fun?
You react the same way with each other that I did with each of you when I met you.
Right.
Which is an instant, "Hey, you. There you are, you.
You. Where have you been?
How do I know you? I know you, you, you."
You're good, you.
And,
yes.
And I, you know, had a gathering here 3 weeks ago when Laura first arrived, and there were some branches of my Soul Repertory Company that had only heard about each other and hadn't met before. Mm-hmm. And looking around the room and sort of seeing everybody.
I'm just getting chills.
Connecting. And afterwards I had feedback, people texting me and saying, "Thanks for the best party in like ever."
I know.
Because there was that recognition between the people.
It's so lovely. And it doesn't always happen. That's why it's so special when it does.
Yeah.
It's
that
always,
you feel it.
Well, it's always happened to me when the people are, when I feel that they are Soul Repertory Company level of, or we've done a million plays together.
Yeah.
We've all, sometimes I'm backstage.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm on stage with the person. Mm. Yeah.
You're just bringing someone in that's been on tour.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, they've been on tour. You haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
You know, in this particular configuration.
Exactly. Yeah. Whenever it's that feeling of, okay, we've done lots of plays together. We've been, you know, in this company. This is somebody I've been in this company with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this person over here. And they meet every single time.
I know.
It's like, oh my God, where have you been keeping this person, Naomi?
Mm-hmm.
And I expect it now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And the individual relationships are strong.
Mm-hmm. A really strong thing that I had with a person in Robertson years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Annie.
Mm-hmm.
And so Annie, you know, would come up for art classes and la, la, la. Next thing you know, she was cooking us dinner on Friday night. And then she was staying. And then, you know, she was there forever. And we became just really good friends, you know, drinking buddies and painting buddies and all this sort of stuff.
And eating buddies because she's an amazing chef.
Foodie.
And
it's great.
And it was about 6 years in. We were just sitting outside. And I said to her...
Oh, I love
what's
this.
Your...
What because it came your, out where she grew up or something.
Yeah. What's your... What is your maiden name? I didn't know. What was your maiden name? And she told me her maiden name, Summers. And I said, what? As in like Roger and Colleen from Bundina, where I grew up as a little boy. And she... And I won't tell you what she said.
Because we won't get
expletive.
Our iTunes rating.
And her holy bleachy face, she just went, "You're joking. They're my auntie and uncle."
Oh my gosh.
And so we just had this incredible little, and then it was even then the penny didn't drop.
Oh.
And it was about 6 months after that, we thought that was pretty good. Then I was sitting there and I went, your two brothers and you, I met you when I was six. and you were 8 and you had pigtails and you were that rotten girl that told me to get off the swings, and then your brother, you and your brothers took over and we all sat back going, what a rotten bunch of kids. And they, and then their brothers did all these amazing things on the swing, and the memory, her face, the memory,
look how long it took for you.
Came in.
That's so.
And we were part of the company, you know, we were Soul Repertoring company.
Yes.
And we crossed paths, and it was like,
oh, it's so cool.
I'm going to so get you back later for that one. So
I think you have to rename these conversations chill chats, because yeah, every goosey. Time I come into the studio with you guys, I'm like, my, it's warm today and my whole back is like, yeah, I mean, these are serious chills, right?
It's
the conversation,
not...
but it's the stories and the recognition. I mean, it's, that's an amazing story that you actually knew her, but it didn't, that memory didn't download till later.
Yeah.
Wow. So cool.
Sorry, just to tag it all off, is that her... I'm teaching her art, but it was her auntie and uncle that stimulated my parents' art practice, which made them artists, which made me an artist, and then it's gone in a full circle for me to activate Annie back into her art world.
Those are the simultaneous timelines. Blah. That's quantum jumping.
Yeah,
that's quantum leaping.
Jumping. Oh,
that's quantum jumping.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Quantum jumping goosebumps. And our mothers, that we can't get into the whole thing, but our mothers met on the phone. Like if Naomi and I hadn't met each other when we did, there was a whole other plan B that was going to take
over. There was a plan B that was going to jump
this
in.
Crazy story.
The way that our mothers met on the phone can be paraphrased. Your mother in Toronto, my mother in Vancouver, the two of us were living in Los Angeles. Our mothers had met. I'd met your mother. You'd met my mother. But they never met each other. And my mother ended up phoning your family, getting your number from...
By mistake
from somebody
quote
random
unquote.
When she was trying to pursue some other completely different thing. So it's not like she accidentally looked up Laura Robinson's parents in Toronto.
No.
It was an absolutely freakish coincidence that she ended up on the phone with Laura's mother for 3 hours before they recognized that they knew each other's daughters.
Right. Yeah, she said, I've been talking long distance. Let me call you back.
What's your name exactly? And she said, oh, Jean Jansen. It's with a ZJ and ZE. And your mom goes, oh, that's funny. My daughter has a friend named Naomi Jansen. My mother goes, that's my daughter.
And then, she goes, yeah, but my daughter lives in Los Angeles. She says, so does Naomi. And they were our I mean, come on. We heard this story and just went, are you kidding me? And then it was like, of course.
And then
they would.
And our mothers were both slightly weirded out and paralyzed by what had happened. We ran with it.
I know. That's the Soul Repertory Company.
And then you,
and
with
finest.
Our friend Elizabeth, I was there the weekend that we'd known each other 30 years, group of the four of us women that we've been doing. We've talked before about our Monday night.
Yeah,
night,
girls' night.
Girls' night kind of get-togethers. But... I remember the day that you and Elizabeth figured out, after being friends for 25 years, that she had lived for a period of time...
Backdoor neighbors.
Our
properties, like our back door...
At the same time.
Big properties, but our fences did connect. But she went to the local school and I was farmed out to another school. So we never met each other.
And was she the one jumping on the trampoline, or you were?
She was.
She was, yeah. And you knew her as the girl that was jumping on the trampoline over the fence.
Yeah. I really didn't ever get to know her because they only lived there for a year.
What
a bummer.
Incredible.
And then we also barely knew each other in Toronto, too. We were both modeling and acting. Like, I would see her on the bus and see her in magazines and stuff. And we did a commercial together, but we never really connect. We just, like, were friends. Hey, passing. And then it wasn't until I moved to L.A. that we totally connected. And she introduced us.
And Elizabeth did a jeans commercial. My sister was acting in Vancouver.
Yeah.
They did a Pentimento jeans commercial together.
Yeah. It's like the universe has...
Oh, my goodness.
We've got 10 different roles, and you're going to play this, there's a... And then you choose the one.
And if that girl on the... If you don't say hi to the girl on the trampoline, hi,
that
over the fence, because she's going, boing.
10 years later, you'll have a chance
We're going to stitch it up anyway.
Yes.
It's all going to be reworked.
It's such a neat, interesting...
So who's the logistics team here?
I don't know.
I think it's got to be an energetic vibrational attraction that pulls you into the same time and place, because I have heard this about separated twins.
Yeah.
Separated at birth. You end... Mm-hmm. So often, you find that... you've moved to the same small town in like somewhere random in the world, and that you are living a block away.
Or like certain friends of mine that were lovers and then got married, they looked into their history and they had basically lived on different floors in three different high-rise buildings with their parents. Like they literally did that.
Like the same high-rise buildings.
Yeah, the same high-rise built three different times. No, three different buildings.
Yeah.
Three different buildings, but she was on the 11th floor, he was on the 8th floor. At the same time, it never met each other, and then finally met each other through. So it seems like it's this, you know, very strange thing, but it actually, it's all just like, there's just different algorithms.
Look, it's just, it's so incredible. And I'm just thinking of my good mate who I used to make films with. And we just met at art school and instantly went zing.
Yeah.
And it was years later that we were doing some history research and my surname and his surname originated in this same town in Yorkshire. So our families.
I know. So you're related, basically.
Yeah, you're related. Mm-hmm.
And our friend, a friend I met through you, Lucy Palmer, the author of Bird on My Shoulder.
Yes.
We randomly discovered about 3 or 4 years into our friendship that we were born in the same little town in England, Kidderminster, at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
so
great.
This is, folks, this is how the Soul Repertory Company works.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Who's in charge?
Yeah.
Not sure, but it's somebody's in charge.
I think
or there's a team.
I think we are all in charge. I think we orchestrate. We decide. We have our table reads before we come into this life. And we kind of... We sit around. We're having a big production meeting where we have our scripts in front of us and go, okay, so this script here. All right, so who's in this script? So-and-so, you're doing lights. You're directing. You're this. You're that. You're this. So-and-so's playing the part of da-da-da, ba-da-da, the murderer, the cousin, the da-da-da, ba-ba-ba, whatever in this thing. And then... You kind of go over, okay, we're going to meet at this time in this place, and this is where it's all going to happen because it has to, everybody's scripts have to kind of dovetail.
There's so many
details.
And then
we go, okay, now I'd like to move on to this script. Okay, some of the same people are in this script, and then there's another bunch over here. I think it's...
It's just so massively complicated, but then it's ultimately simple. Like that movie Sliding Doors. Like, and then if you miss the person on the train that day, you'll get a chance to see them another time. It's just like those books they do now where you can... choose the ending, or movies where you can pick an ending, and then it.
Yeah.
A lot of video games are like that.
Yeah.
They have multiple endings. There's a name for that kind of narrative.
Yeah.
I can't really remember what it is.
I mean, when it happens so many times, you have to just go, well, maybe I should just trust that I'm, you know, that I'm going to meet the people I'm supposed to. And, or at least when you have those feelings of frustration that we all do on a daily basis, you don't spend as much time there anymore.
Exactly.
Without going, I wonder what cool thing's going to happen today.
So it's a non-attachment technique.
And then you're expecting that, and then that also changes the vibration.
So knowing this, that's why you can get excited by going, well, you know, sure, I missed the plane.
Yeah. Yes, I actually do that now.
And so it's like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It really is. I read a book, I can't remember who it was, but it was saying, especially with planes, he's just like, you know, can't wait to see who sits beside him because there's going to be some kind of special connection.
And you know what? Even if you have a sliding doors moment where you miss, you know, you're there in passing trains going in the opposite direction and you don't get off at that stop when you were supposed to, or at least you're telling yourself you were supposed to, either you'll get an opportunity down the track.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great, by the way, to get at the end of your life when you have the review, when you get to look back, you get to see all the times like you and I sat in the same restaurant as kids together side by side at Disneyland.
Love that.
Or, wouldn't it be cool to just kind of have like, oh,
and
by the way, here are all the places you intersected.
I reckon there would be so many that
we don't
know
about. Well, I love
that when you talked about the vivid memory of your friend and saw her face, like when things just come into clarity for you. Like I'd love to be able to envision Elizabeth in the backyard or whatever. It tickles me to think of those
things. Now, I know we're going over time.
Oh, are we?
But hey, I've got one more story.
Yes, okay.
I just got one more goosebump.
Oh, please.
Bring
the chills.
Celeste and I were in India, and I had it in my head to go and visit Sai Baba, the holy man down in the south of India. And I was really in two minds because I felt like I didn't need to at all.
Yeah.
Because I could just tune into it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I was kind of into it, kind of not, didn't really care, either way. And Celeste said, well, why don't you just go do your thing, which is, hey, universe, can you give me an answer? Mm-hmm. Because we could have changed our plans. We could have gone down and, you know, we were open to it. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. So I said, universe, please give me a sign. Am I going to visit Sai Baba or not? And at this point, I didn't say it out loud, that we were lining up to go onto a plane.
Oh.
And we're flying into New Delhi somewhere. Anyway, Celeste and I, as we were going on, we had tickets booked to sit with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But as we got on the plane, they had some mix-up with the ticket, the seating number. So I got sat next to this guy, this businessman. And I sat down. We hadn't even taken off. And he said, so are you here for business or for tourism or pleasure?
Pleasure.
I said, well, you know, pleasure. We're just traveling around and we're, you know. And he said, have you heard of Sai Baba?
Oh, come on.
Like straight on.
Straight away.
This was like 5 minute turnaround.
I love it.
And I thought, okay, I'm not looking like a Sai Baba person.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because when I'm in India, when I travel, I kind of keep it really straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wasn't wearing, you know, Sai Baba-y stuff. Okay. Anyway. So I said, yes, I do know about Sai Baba. He said, look, I'm not into Sai Baba, but my wife is. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I wasn't leading nothing. I wasn't saying anything. And he said, so, have you thought about seeing Sai Baba? And I said, look, I really don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He said, you don't need to see Sai Baba.
Huh. Wow.
And because it was that direct.
Yeah, it was your sign.
Oh.
That, I just went.
Thank you.
I turned around. Celeste was just behind me. I said, we're not seeing Sai Baba.
Yeah. Yeah. That boy, you really got the answer quick. You got on that psychic phone.
So I think he was part of the repertory 100%. Company.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
And so.
Don't you love that?
And it'll be fun. It. And what I'm looking forward to the rap party.
And the blooper reel.
The blooper reel.
The blooper reel, 100%.
That's the best.
Okay. When we're watching the rap party, we're at the rap party watching the blooper reel.
I know. Yeah, all the things, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
Okay.
I love this one, you guys. This is so fun.
So fun.
Thank you, Laura, for being with us again.
Thank you.
And again.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Playing the part of Laura Robinson is Laura
this
Robinson.
Time.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. See you on the other side.
See you then.
See you.